just a big phallic trick right there. I mean,
no, but it's a woman.
It could have been a why didn't he go to Texas or Mississippi and what about a woman?
Find Cynthia McKinney, write about Cynthia McKinney's tragic political journey. Something like that.
Yeah, you know? No, he goes to Marilyn Monroe, big boner for a bunch of guys. You know, pick up the book.
That's right.
That's still hoisting the phallus.
Because he's not totally a writer. He has to deal with modern icons.
He's dealing with his ego. I think it's all just a personal...
Like everybody else in Western society.
He doesn't care about anything but himself, really.
Right, but that's American, that's the Western way. Like he said,
you missed it, but in the very beginning of the film, he talked about he went off to war. I don't remember if he was draftee or enlisted. And he was over in South Pacific, and he was really bummed out because he thought that the real action was in Europe, and he wished he was there because he wanted to write about the war. And then he saw all this carnage and stuff going on around him in the South Pacific, and he said he was detached from it because he said, oh, this is going to make really good material for a writer. That's how he was looking. You know, I mean, I realized that it was really horrible what was going on, but part of me was going, wow, this is really what I'm looking for as a writer.
Yeah, I
mean. Yeah, so, but when you talk about his ego, that's a literate construct.
Yes.
And he represents the ego, the Western man. He's the all-American patriotic Westerner. Because he's hoiking up the medium.
I have a certain admiration for him just because he's... I have a certain admiration for him because he does rise above the average apathetic person. He's struggling, he's fighting within himself, he's doing the best he can.
He's honest about it.
He's honest, yeah. You know, I think he is.
But
tries to be.
The first major novelist or writer in the printing press was Montaigne, and he said, I owe a portrait of myself to my public. So he's following in the tradition of literacy, putting on a public by pretending to tell about their honest concerns.
But why does patriotism mean the Christian...
Because of the printed book.
Yeah,
because
of
the medium.
But being a patriot then is male-centered, is hierarchical.
Right, because the printing press favors the left hemisphere.
Right.
It brought in patriarchy. Now we're moving towards matriarchy to the degree it could happen. It's probably not going to happen because...
Yeah.
Where everything's being erased, and we're in the corpus callosum, so neither male or female. But there was a favoritism towards women in the last 30 years because of the right hemisphere, and the male ego, the patriarchal left hemisphere, man, got weak.
If that is so, what is very interesting...
Knowing that the discarnate erases both, you know.
Right, right.
That's why you can predict that Germaine Greer and Gertrude Stein or Gloria Steinem would all fail in their movement, and Madonna would fail.
But if that is so, if it was the age of matriarchy, what you saw taking over then...
Simulation wasn't the age of matriarchy, but it favored in fashion...
Okay, can I say that? If it favored... I'm sorry, the wrong term.
Yeah.
If it favored matriarchy,
yeah.
Its way that it represented itself in the android meme was through gay males then.
Right.
It wasn't women.
That was the compromise.
It was gay males.
Yeah. That was the compromise, and they're content-obsessed.
Yeah.
I was just reading something about this. I'm not there. Mm-hmm. Todd Haynes gay.
Yes.
It's dedicated to his gay lover, died of AIDS, and they're all gay.
Yeah.
All this gay reality runs the content of culture. And from the media ecology point of view...
Yes. Sorry. It's my espionage.